Interrupting the current neo-colonial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting, episode BTW RLM 466. We keep plugging on, hoping the people will protect themselves. Like I said, my interest is that we go through these, suppose these notices, these newses, and we understand what we're up against, even if it's far away. And I've been trying to show you for years and years how you can look at, again, Libra Code really was instructive. If you really give it some value, you know them when you see them. People are creatures of their own habit. And so we see, again, on and on and on, we see the encroachment by that habit. They go along and they learn how to do things to keep people, keep people's awareness down. And yet all along, there's an encroachment going on that interferes with us. And it's like this imperceptible creep. And they're creeps. They really are creeps. We're watching the whole world succumb to this. And it's astonishing to me, notwithstanding the time I broadcast, that there's not very many, if any, people that have focused in on what needs to really be done. There's a lot of people that can start seeing it now. And I'm appreciative of that, but there's no suggestion beyond. And I've been trying my best to do that and showing people. And when you get involved, you start seeing that there is this thing you get to do. You get to protect yourself. And it's, in a way, a lonely world, but that's the case-by-case basis anyway. All the truths are there, the real truths, not the ones that everyone wants to lead us by the nose of our perception by, but to cut through that. And so I'd move on here. We got lots of work. I left a whole broadcast full of tabs on the browser last week. There's just so much to have to cover. I'm going to go back and hit some of that from last week with some new additions for this week, which is all amplifications of what's going on. It's really coming to a point where if you haven't seen what's going on, well, prepare anyway. If you haven't seen it, start being serious about getting yourself cushioned the blow here. As it looks like there's no way to avoid the blow. I don't know what to say about that. You know, I keep wondering, is it me being paranoid? Is it me being cynical or whatever that might be? And it's just not. The proof is there. We know them when we see them. If we believe in that, then we see them. And now what? Get out the way. And get out the way as best you can. Most people won't hear that because most people don't listen to the broadcast. And those that do, I thank you. And I think it was not last week, but the week before, I had all of a sudden a bunch of comments, which I appreciate, although I have to be careful. I don't understand context to a lot of this, and I find that I'm not so well versed in communicating through just the internet. Lots of things slip past me. I suppose I need all those cues that we normally have on the normal conversation when you're talking with somebody or seeing them to actually make some sense. And so last week, or 2 weeks ago, I think, lots of comments. And so I want to respond to a couple as advisedly as I maybe shouldn't, but nevertheless, I'm going to anyway, because again, the context, it's not an argument. I'm just pointing out some things and just letting people know I am here. I do watch. I don't really know how to respond sometimes, but it's important that we do. I've been asking, where's Max Egan? Thank you, Cynical Cracker, for pointing out to me when I made the comment that Max Egan actually ran to Mexico. So I know I didn't know that. So I don't pay attention to people that much. I'm really focused on the people that need my help, that contact me, or my own, having to defend my own self in the things that we're in. Literally, it seems the hand-to-hand combat with the government, as I told you, writing our petition. So thank you for the heads up. Thank you for all the comments. Whether I get to them or not, I'm not in a conversation for that. I appreciate your interaction all there. But I didn't know that he moved over to Mexico. And okay, good on him, in a way, good to get out. But see, what happens is, this is the problem about either running or not responding. Wherever he came from didn't fix that problem. And I guess for him, it's okay. And that's okay. I don't have nothing against Max. I don't even know the man. I appreciate his instructions before. I appreciate he's letting people know like I am. But I explained what he would have to need to do, and then we find out now he's in Mexico. So I've got to be careful what we are listening for. We listen to people for a long time. Are any of them ultimately helping to help each other? I don't know. I won't read the rest of your comment. I'm not going to call him a name here, but as as you did. You may be cracker, but cynical cracker. But the running from a place to preserve yourself is a good principle. It's a realistic thing. It's pragmatic, but it's when we're looking at. I told you my sense is where do you run? Okay, he's now run to a place and think about this because I think about it. You run to a place that's not normal to you, not familiar, not even the language. Though I understand by the comments he can speak a bit of the language. You don't know really the laws. You're a foreigner there. How much more empowered are you? I don't know. See, for me, where I'm at, I kind of know the statutory laws, whether or not they have ever served me. I know them, and I've learned how to then use them as weapons, if you will, to at least make a good defense or offense, being, well, I'm an offense to them, these officials. They don't want to talk to us. In fact, they haven't. They don't want to respond to the petition, which was actually a lot more work. When they become crickets, you got them in the right spot, but it's a lot more work to go dig them out because the system is self-healing. Does that make us stop? No. In fact, I've got to redouble my efforts in a way. But so Max ran to Mexico. Cool. Well, there was a contention in the comments that he didn't run. He had to fly. Understood, but don't worry about that part. He could have swam. I don't know. He didn't stick around. He didn't apply law, or at least the objective basis by which the duties of the officials are, for as frivolous as some people think that is, I'm finding that it's a lot more powerful when you have nothing else to do that. Make that record. That record is important. And I don't see people making them quite right. And then I don't see people applying it correctly either. And I can tell you that I'm giving you all this record. We're making a record, applying it to a lot more work as well. As I said, we've got to now figure out how do you dig out the official cricket. So I want to respond also to Cynical Cracker. And it's really not, this is just a generic response in the fact of we look at the world and I say certain things. I say we're being attacked, we're being harmed irreparably. And there's a response that people don't understand how I can go in one direction to say there's violence against us and we shouldn't commit violence. Well, I want to address some of that. Not too long. Just want to have you step back a little bit when you say that. And Cracker says, I find it interesting that in one sentence you say, well, our overlords killed record numbers of people and continue to plot and kill off humanity, yet a few sentences later insist violence isn't the answer in retaliation. Bizarre. It is the exact inverted thought it's in that exact inverted thought process that is allowing this evil to continue and will allow it to continue until violence, in capital letters here, stops those that want us dead and eternally enslaved. And then that's a comment, that's an observation I want to offer. You need to look at the reality. I want you to step back from thinking violence ends everything, and I want you to... We have that in the Second Amendment. We have that stated. But do you look out in the course of your fellow countrymen, and do you see any kind of a mentality that you would count on that bring come to bear to move against, with violence, against what you see is already prepared for that? See, I don't. And so my tact has been, until I can get to see people understand their condition in the world with their countrymen, what their countrymen are under, and the occupation they're already under, until people get to see that and put that in their calculator when they decide that violence is the answer, that they have no other alternative but to go to the Second Amendment, because that's what that means. I want people to understand that that's what they're having to do and why. And so the records I talk about are consistent, and periodically I refer to what the forefathers, so-called, created that document which caused the violence to come upon them. Then that was the Declaration of Independence of the maladministration and oppression and the defenselessness against that oppression that was documented by that international document that didn't create anything. We're in those positions now in many number of areas. And I look out over the world now because of COVID. I'm able to now expand my perception to everyone in the world that was subjected to this and see no one took up the proper discussion. And those that I saw did were found out they're in an occupation, there is no system, and those that did less than that were able to stand off the oppressor, in this case would be the employer or the customer or the business. So you see the level of oppression we are. Are you going to address that with violence on your own? And this is the thing, I don't see that, like, for us being attacked on the on our mining claim, we come out with violence and it's over for us. That's not the pragmatic way to approach it. Oh yeah, I can exercise the Second Amendment, but it's not going to get us very far. And so the word violence is easy to say. Think it through. And so that's just why I'm saying we're being violated and abused and killed and they're coming after us. I don't see anybody defending themselves, first of all, and I don't see anybody with a mind that understands not only to defend themselves, but how and measured and to come back. Just like I said, you look at Russia. Look at what they did to make a public record, notwithstanding the West disagreement, which the West would be in disagreement. It's been the fomenter of the whole entire thing. Why wouldn't it come out and say, oh, we don't like what Russia's doing? But look at what Russia's doing. It's a sovereign. Look at what Russia's doing if you think that you have the power of violence. If you think that's what it is. There's also a point of self-defense. And so we got to, I'm real concerned about this. I see lots of people putting out, well, let's do violence. I don't think you're capable of it. To actually do it in a meaningful way, first of all, or that it's actually what we need to resort to before we ourselves understand why we're having to do the violence. And in the process of this time wasting that goes on, I have a Second Amendment right. We don't realize that the oppressor and the occupier in our country, in the United States at least, and in those places, other places, probably don't have so much the right to bear arms, except I just noticed something in Russia. Russia went into a town, I forget the name, starts with an S, you can go find it. They went into the town and the people started to revolt, and they told the mayor, said, listen, all we want is just what we said. We want to get rid of the Azov battalion, the Nazis, we want to denazify this place, we want to demilitarize it, and you can have your world. And the mayor agreed to that. And so one of the things of the four or five items that was on the list for the Russia said they would not destroy that town, and consistently with when they invaded Ukraine to defend themselves, their claim, their perception, was that they could everyone was allowed to have a rifle. But they weren't allowed to have an automatic rifle. Demilitarization. And so if you think that Russia is against the right to bear arms, apparently they're not. That country is not. They've allowed the Ukrainian people in a town to keep a rifle. Their arm. But not military arms. And I'm hoping that's kind of sending a message to people because about how you think the Second Amendment is something to revere when it's being encroached all the time. And by this story here, we hear now getting onto the tabs. I've got to move again quickly this week. Illegal national gun registry. Feds ATF has amassed 1 billion gun records. Federal law specifically prohibits a national gun registry, but that has not stopped the data-hungry technocrats at the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency from accumulating almost 1 billion gun transactions in the United States. As with other federal agencies, ATF has gone rogue. Okay, so this is an editor's comment here at the Technocracy News site, and I don't disagree with all this. I'm saying, okay, we know this. Now what? Look what you've been doing when you allowed your arms to be determined to be a particular federal firearm and then only can get them through some agent of the government, and you didn't look at that as an encroachment on your Second Amendment, and if you'd tried to go to the courts and they said, well, yeah, we have a right to do that as the government, that you didn't shut that down with your Second Amendment way back when is part of the problem I'm talking about. They have you registered. Registration is confiscation at some level. They know where you're at. Look at Russia, what Russia's doing to track down everybody that made a record of the people they're after. The ones they're not after, the ones without the rifle, they get to keep those rifles. The ones with automatic weapons, they're going to go take those. And so you don't understand in the United States that we have problems that are being, the databases are here. The credit scores, the social credit, the social agreements are here. They're already in place. It's just a matter of putting together. This is a report that says that database is already together. And it forms the very thing that law says it shouldn't be. And so I don't know how many of y'all are interested in that Second Amendment and whether you think it being in a database is a threat. I think it is. But do you have the time to go after that? to make the record that the government is an occupier more than the people that are supposed to maintain the organic establishment? Are you going to let your people, through administrative bureaucrat means, infringe upon you? If you understand that the Supreme Court justices are not actually supposed to be justices, but judges, if you go deep into the law, you realize you have a bunch of costume people there? Does anybody make this an issue for them and carry on? Well, some of you do, and you hear how far it goes. And we have a problem. So before I'm going to say, yeah, we're going to go to violence to stop this, think about that. You're going to be the one man or woman out that's going to do the violence to stop the oppression against you, and you're not going to be here. And so there's a pragmatic decision that has to go on. This is a different style of war. Now, last week I was talking, the last couple of weeks I've been bringing up, because of this Russia thing, the moral authority the United States and the West has in any of this. And I said it's wanting. Well, we do find someone else believes the same thing. In fact, it's on the RT.com website. And who is being blocked out completely. RT now, I think, has to go to Rumble to play their broadcasts. If you think this is a world that is open and free, and you have right to free speech, and you have the right, more important to me, we have the right with the duty of people in a country, particularly the United States, that is supposed to be the overseers of the establishment. We have the right to be informed of another opinion, whether or not it's true or not, because what we are required to be doing as a people, we should be insisting this, not because there's a law to it, but because free people that are protecting themselves require knowledge, even if it's or information, even if it could be a lie. That's up for us to learn to discern and to discern and to be amongst ourselves to support each other. That we should be making more, at least noise to begin with, about how we are not being given information from people like the companies like RT, even supported by the Russian government as it is, to give us the information, because we need it in order to see the limit of the white hat, the limit of the good people, as David Tulis would say, the good people doing good. We need to be able to identify when they're doing wrong. Why? Because we have this right, also in the Second Amendment, we have this right in the people to alter or abolish, notwithstanding the Second Amendment, apart from the Second Amendment, so we don't need to necessarily go to violence, which is what I'm saying, make your record, and go to the first step, which is alter or abolish without need of the violence through your constitutional rights as a people. You see in Virginia, the mass of people gets to go. Article 1, 2, and 3 explains this to us. If we didn't have another clue, I explained all this. Who was supposed to do it? Who's supposed to do it right? People can come together and alter or abolish the government as they see fit for maladministration. Why would we have to go to violence first is my question of the cracker. The commenter to, yes, they're harming us and they're hurting us and they're killing us. We're taking it. But what was written into how we change that here is a stepwise transition, not just going to violence. And until I can see people understanding that stepwise thing, I'm concerned that we are moving way too quickly. And only if you're going to go to violence, you better go to enough violence to advance your side. And I don't see that either. So my perception, maybe yours is different, my perception is that we are wanting in so many areas. If we want to go to violence, it's not even on the table at this point. But we hear about more authority. We hear about the authority of the people. The people have to be informed. If they're closed out of information, the one who's doing that, in this case the West and its propaganda machine and the media, become committing treason against our duty to check our own, being able to check our own government for malfeasance. And it's at least the appearance of impropriety that's never supposed to happen. I don't see anybody discussing how this is going to be even on the table, the basis by which we would move, nor making a record of it. No, I can't even get people to make the first letter about, hey, how did you come up with I'm an infectious principle? I can't even do that. But what I'm being asked about is a question, why I say that we're being harmed and killed by people, why we don't go to violence, is that problem. Where's the proof that they were doing anything wrong? It's not being made. That's why it's all conjecture. It's why the other side went to epidemiology. They control the record. They control the numbers. They control the bean counting. And that gives them a plausible justification, which violence cannot be used against. And which violence would be used as to tell you what you, call you what you are. You extremist, you terrorist, you domestic terrorist. They give you all the names because you didn't quite do it right. But a moral authority, I've been talking, we don't have the moral authority, and comes out, someone else on RT says, George Bush and Tony Blair lacked the moral authority to lecture Russia on Ukraine. Coming from the leaders who started the bloody Iraq war, it's hypocritical to say the least. Current and former Western leaders who have achieved eternal notoriety of launching the Iraq war, as well as other military disasters, are clearly the wrong people to lecture Russia over its actions in Ukraine. Just what I'm saying, just the wrong people. We listen to it. We listen to it as a society. How are you going to get in a society that listens and believes that violence would motivate them to make a change? They would think you're attacking them. You're attacking the oppressor, and those people would say you're attacking me. And yet there's no moral authority. I said, told you, when it went to moral, if you want to, out of the issues out of their mouth that we're talking morality, we have a whole different line to look at, and now we have to make a ledger for ourselves of what these people speaking did in their lives. And we then can then bring up who they're talking about, make that ledger, and then we still may not have a moral authority to make a decision between the two. Just that the ones that are speaking to convince others to commit moral oppression under color of authority, a color of being right, the warm and fuzzies, are something to support, and that the other doesn't, the one that they're pointing at, is the culprit. We have no moral authority in all this. Someone else says that. I want to point that out. This becomes, again, a whole other level of deception. There's a question. I'm going to get too deep on this. I don't want to get too bogged down, even though the terms are important. Someone's saying, is this a proxy war? And there was a little feed stream. Went. They said it is a proxy war. But when you looked at what the definition was, it was an invasion going in to a place that was then feeding the host nation attack. That's not what's going on. Russia is doing the attack. Ukraine's not doing the attack. And so the United States helping someone who they're not supposed to help, who they're not supposed to be engaged with, who they've made an agreement to not allow to be the place that Russia says they have become, and now they're getting the evidence over it. The United States is not, by the definitions I've seen, not actually committing a proxy war. And you watch them very carefully. I said, watch their words. They're telling you they're keeping a definite line. I have to ask, first of all, why are they keeping that line? That's an important observation. Second, they are keeping it, and they do it by saying things like this terminological plausibility. Oh, like Putin doesn't want to say it's a war. He says it's special operations. Well, you look very carefully. The United States is saying, and NATO is saying, we're not giving Ukraine any help. Well, we're going to give them money for humanitarian purposes. And then the money goes over and fuels the military. So it's just all just a perception. This is a perception game. The point of it for us is we want to be people that have a decision. If you think that George Bush and Tony Blair have any moral authority, and even if you don't, and they're speaking, they need to be denounced for that, like this article becomes and does. And this is on the international stage. This happens locally as well. People will make comments locally. They don't have the legal authority to say it. They certainly don't have any moral authority. And likely when they've breached or are derelict in the legal duty, they've breached the moral capacity, because it's supposed to be reflective of that. And so I bring these things up in these notices to us, because it's giving us a guidance on how we, if we've forgotten, how we really need to look at this and how we can start using these examples to give us a foundation. So we have George Bush and Tony Blair. I've told you that Biden has none, and Biden's son. This is all coming out now. Again, when you get everyone asks for FOIA requests. It's important to get those requests. Be careful in the states. That's going to be an open records request for a lot of states, not called a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, different acts. But at any rate, it's getting this information is very important. This story about this laptop, just floored me in one regard, because it just looked like a cover-up again, and sure enough, we're finding it is a cover-up now. and everyone's trying to do the fancy pants dance on how they didn't do it. But we're finding out, again, based in these, it's important to me only because of this memory hole information, like the Luger biolab in Georgia and predicting that there was all kinds of, the United States was putting these biolabs everywhere, and the things we were talking about, it's now coming more and more proved relative to Biden's sons. The president of the United States has a son, if you haven't read it, that has been involved with investments in financing biological laboratories in Ukraine, as per the Daily Mail's report. I'm just going to go there with that. It seems to be consistent that there's a proof. I won't dare go to Russia to have them tell me, but they're saying they're the ones initiating this, that upon review by people who have the time to do it, are finding, in fact, the president's son investing in corporations. So watch again the Russian nested doll problem, how they nest these corporations. You don't think they're taking something from Russia. They're certainly taking that. The British newspaper reported that the son of the United States President Hunter Biden helped finance the company Meta Biota, which has ties to the Pentagon and is engaged in research on diseases that causes pandemics in Ukraine. Meta Biota worked in the interests of the American military contractor Black and Veatch. The son of the current president and his colleagues invested $500,000 in Metabiota through their firm Rosemount Seneca Technology Partners and attracted several million dollars of financing from investment companies. Is not a moral authority. All right, this is the thing that the people, that everyone hands to this ruling oligarch in the White House right now. And this is not the only one. Again, most of all the old folks in office, in this federal office, have a family that do all this. So, again, to say that the United States has the moral authority at all to challenge Russia for what it's doing is, it's a crime. It's not a hypocrisy. This is a crime, and it's done for a dollar, if you will. And it's done undercover. And it's done undercover a corporation. So I'm back to that. We need somehow to make corporations that, I guess you have to do this by every state, anybody that violates these principles has to be losing their charters. I don't know how you would define it, but you have to be able to take these corporations out, these covers that are on, go back to where they took this away in the states, because that's where it started. The states stopped challenging the charters for improprieties, and they just made what you see, the money, the funds, the fiat, became the only way that you could punish a corporation. That was good enough. For all debts, public and private, you see. They tell us right on the money, on the note, on the currency, what that's going to be for, if we knew what it meant, actually. So, no moral authority whatsoever. It's coming out, and the Russian Defense Ministry is bringing forth the proof as well that the Biden's son is investing in the very thing that Russia came in to stop, because it was a threat against their country, an existential threat, a fatal threat to the whole of Russia. And so you have the tabs, you can read through as much as you want. Now, if biolabs were done there, and I told you why, and you see it coming out, people are now finally, a couple weeks, maybe a month later, a couple months later, the United States is doing it there also. As I told you, it was given to me a link reminding me of Palm Island. There was a release that went on, a hurricane, possible release, caused trouble. Yeah, if they don't do it in your backyard, they do it somewhere else, the United States does it somewhere else, then they're not going to get caught up, or it's going to take them longer. Well, this is that comeuppance if we would stop being Putin man bad and start looking at the reality, looking at the evidence. Stop taking Biden's word for anything. That a lot of people don't anyway, don't listen, but if you don't listen and you don't act, these things continue. These people aren't going away. Like I said, last broadcast that was being replayed, bad don't fix itself. And that's why there's a duty to stop bad when you find it, or at least bring it to light. Again, we can't, maybe even being a witness, sometimes we don't know underlying facts, but not to get off point here. Hunter Biden is part of an investment system through the Pentagon. As I said, They're going to willing it to do it over there. They're doing it to you. The Pentagon has been integral with all this. I just keep wanting to point that out. I don't know if you appreciate what we're doing in, under Title 50 with the United States and warp speed. Even Trump did that, folks. So don't separate this political problem that we have in people. They're there for a reason, and it's usually not good. And they get us moving back and forth thinking that something's good's happened, and that's just to shut most people up. Shut down the opposition. And within, where this starts to lead with all this moral authority and this conversation and what we're being told, well, you shouldn't believe. You have to look at all the evidence, and then we have another problem where they then tell us the truth, and we have to discern that as well as Biden casually says food shortage going to be real. Quote, going to be real. As necessary, quote, price for anti-Russian sanctions. This is exactly, he comes out and verbalizes this, as I told you, this whole thing was sanctions. To someone that sanctions will not affect means there's going to be a blowback. In the global stage, because of the globalization of things, there's going to be a blowback. And you're seeing, you're paying a price for a war. You, my listener, even if you're not a taxpayer, you're going to pay a price for a war the United States should not be in and should not be supplying or helping or doing anything else that they should have been using, if it was any value, the UN to stop through their Security Council and things like that. They should have been doing negotiations that they were allowed to do to diplomatically to head this off if they were interested, but they're not. This is a plan. 100% the plan. He's admitting now it's going to be real. The price of sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. Why, folks? But see, this is the blowback. And Russia doesn't really care. It's going to hurt them, but not like it's going to hurt you. Because the plan is not about Ukraine. It's a cover. It's a cover just as much as everything else you've been watching is a cover. And we're going to have some stories right about that. And it goes right into the new transformation of the reset. And last week, I think it was, I put the Cyrillic YAR, backwards R, in the Great Reset. Cyrillic R. They're using this thing, Russia's Putin bad, man bad. And actually, they're going to implement the Great Reset. And Ukraine's going to be in the heat on the front of that, and then you're going to pay the austerity, and they're going to call it prosperity. You're not going to have any property, and you're going to be happy. That's prosperity. That's called bliss. It may be totally off the wall, but that's what they're going to get you to believe. And those of you that don't believe it, there's a camp for you or something else. It's going to get real, folks. This time, I think we need to listen to him. Why? Because other facts are saying he's telling you the truth, but they said it was casually. And so this is where I want to, again, as we kind of look at the future, we're probably as close to the truth of scarcity as we ever have been, and prepping, and I hope you're doing more than prepping now. It may be the last bits of time when you're going to have the things you need. And I want to now, a heads up was given to me, again, Ice Age Farmer Christian over there in the video YouTube, I'm going to direct you to him. He's speaking to the biolabs as well, but he puts it in now context of the statement that Biden now brings up. This is going to be real. Now, I have a question on that real, because it's fabricated too, and that's going to be another problem. But this link I have for you, it's food shortages, real quotes, and then bird flu, PCR, PFAS, closes farms. I think Christian does a great job on telling you how his father, Hunter Biden's father, Biden, Brandon, whatever you want to call him, of the United States is talking about the real food shortages. He also talks about how the climate czar, John Kerry, is also talking about that in the sense of climate change. Remember, that's never gone away. This is all continuing that thing. You think it's frivolous. You roll your eyes. I'm telling you. That's the plan. That's the actual plan they did. It's not even climate change. That was a tool within sustainable development. That was the tool within globalization, which the guy Fink over at Blackwater is saying is done. Well, it's not done. It's further. They don't have to now promote globalism. It's happened. They've broken the chains. They're now in control. And this is affecting you, whether you see that or not. But so Christian will talk about, point out that John Kerry, they're all promoted. It's on a big push right now. He also tell you how the food production capacity for hundreds of millions of people is about to collapse. He explains some of the points of how that's going to happen. Again, take, understand there are steps that this is likely to be, and it's happening, to take cognizance of and start to position yourself, at least mentally. You better get physical, I think, on this one. You better start to look around and figure out how you're going to ameliorate some of this. He, Christian, on this video will also tell you how the sanctions are not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries, as well as including European countries and in our country as well. Not just that he says that, he goes through a couple of other links. And again, there's a gob of links he goes through that you can read to see the fact of these things going on. This is not just, and how, you got to understand how these, the insidiousness of the logic behind the implementation is really fascinating to watch. Again, he's been covering this, I've been covering it, and I think we're now seeing the evidence of the realness of the failures that have gone on because of the official failure. But it's a plan, and that's the point about the real. It's going to be real to you, but is the real part that you're being affected by actually real? Now, I'm thinking, no, it's man-made. It's another disaster hoisted upon us. The supply chains are actually fine. They're just telling you them. But you're going to see in, when Christian presents it with links, how they're attacking the producers inside the countries. And what they've done in years past to set up, it's really fascinating what they get people to do, and people don't figure it out. He goes through also how there isn't going to be enough feed for the animals that the people husband in order to get their food from them. All this is in a few statements he makes. I think he does a very good job again. I think he's really come into his own on this subject matter. So I'm going to refer to that, even though I talk about it as well. I've been trying to get people to see this, to prepare up. We may get one season, growing season in, and then I don't know how fast it comes on us. But we have a little bit of time, I think, at least to get ourselves in order. Christian would offer that you don't go start hoarding, which I don't say hoard, but he says if you go into the stores and you start buying up the shelves, it's going to hasten this thing, and he's correct. But you shouldn't be doing that, which he's also correct. But you still have to do something in order to get your reserves up if you haven't been doing that now. Now start looking for your dailies, your monthlies, your even yearlies of what you go through, and get those in supply. Again, if you just do the things you need and use, they're not going to go to waste. If it blows by, this blow back is actually blows by, then you're just going to use those things up over the time down a little bit later. They won't go bad. And they're not just stuff you're putting away. But this blowback is predicted. As I told you, all this that he's talking about is there. You're now seeing, he shows you, it's in the news and the links. I told you it was like the United States is like spitting in the hurricane. And it would be a blowback. The action would not affect Russia like it's going to affect the rest of the world in bringing forth this next, the transformation of where they need people to be. He'll also talk about the bird flu, how the bird flu is coming on again. You know, that take the rest of us, what they're going to use that for is to take the rest of the feed that you're going to get, you know, your food. They use the bird flu to cull a bunch of animals. And I'm going to remind you again, some of you know, knew, or you've been hearing me talk about it. Remember when the pigs fly flew, that it would be real when pigs fly. And that's what we're dealing with again. It's an ongoing, this has been the ongoing thing. Remember, they caught a couple of researchers that were actually manipulating this. This is no different than COVID, the COVID nonsense, what they've synthesized. It's it's also what they were talking about being novel. Remember, all this is novel stuff. So now he's showing you links, which you can go see, they're just going to bring on, again, the endless diseases. This is another moronic variant to defraud us. So that's what's in the winds. He shows you what's in the winds from the horizon. And to be used as they bring all this to confiscate your livestock under color of lawful authority. And my concern was that they did it to you, the human herd, with the SARS-CoV-2. They're coming now for your animals, which is one less removed, and you would think you would have less of a protection. And for the most part, you might. If you don't understand what I've been talking about and how to challenge it, it's the same challenge. I told you this challenge is going to be your challenge against all these people who are taking away your ability to feed yourself. You think, oh, I'm going to have land, I'm going to grow. No, they're going to outlaw the growing of food by a disease. He also goes through how you are facing that post-animal food future, where there's going to be your vegetarian lifestyle. He's also going to explain how at least one state is fabricating that all seeds provided by an unapproved, that all seeds have to be approved by a manufacturer before you should use them. They're putting the fear on you for using your heritage seeds. They're going to require, at least by your action and mentality, and then what's available to us in the stores, you're going to have to be buying the approved manufacturer's weaponized germ. Monsanto sits right here. Okay, there's so much to talk about. He covers this really quickly in about 25 minutes. I may be taking more time just to explain what he shows, but I think it's important to explain that it's there. So it's said on my broadcast, those people that listen to me, they can go to see his stuff and see that there's an integrated plan of execution against us. And I believe seeing that that's there is a lot more, but a lot less doubtful, and a lot more important to see that you may be able to position yourself. And that's what this whole thing is about. Position yourself in places that they didn't expect you to be, and then you can kind of get on through. You're going to, again, like everybody who's going to be hurt, you'll be hurt a bit, but you might be able to soften the blow. He'll explain how governments allowed people to apply their land. And here's, I guess, a PSA for you folks who did. I never understood that. Christian says he doesn't ever understand it, why you would allow a local water treatment plant to put biosludge sewage on your land because it was, what, compost or something? Well, the bio waste, it's being found now. I have not necessarily covered the PFAs. I did a couple. I don't focus on it, but we're going to now because it now becomes relevant to the food, the way they attacked your food system. The bio waste that you sprayed as biosludge contains the PFAS, they're the forever chemicals to permanently, it is said, poison. And Christian references historically the Romans salting the land so that there are no longer good, the lands were no longer good for food production. And the plan to turn those waste places that they've now created when you agreed to put that bio sludge that has these forever toxic poison chemicals on the land now, make those green energy generation centers, such as the solar and wind. And I got to thinking on that, I go, you know, only the Matrix needs energy when there is no food for people. And the Matrix is not a movie, folks. It just come right back up. If they're not going to have the food and they're going to make energy, then we have a machine that's looking for more energy to run itself. And there's a pod going to be available for you soon, I suppose. He's also going, Christian also explains, and I'm going through these points because they're important for you to understand in the points of connection. The dominoes that have actually fallen against us to take away our food and make it harder and bring on, more importantly, allow the other thing to come on that they've been planning. He's also shows us, and this is about the digital, going into the digital era, now the technocrat. You know, he says and makes a comment in reference to getting a FOIA, he calls it a FOIA request that he made to the EU, and the response by the EU was would tie the big data systems in relative to this food shortage problem, meaning that the digital ID will allow them, the technocratic bureaucrat, to determine the food you buy as the various stocking horses that are promoted and brought forward, creating a purported emergency, are used to bring on the rationing that we were talking about that's coming when everybody runs to the store and starts clearing the shelves, and they and the government, or these usurpers, foreign or domestic enemies, say we have no more supply, but they have cause. This is the thing about real. Is it real or fabricated? I believe it's been fabricated. I believe that because they're also referring to COVID kind of hobbled us. Well, COVID was a fraud too. It's a setup. You're watching this incremental stepping into the future. Well, this digital ID, big data systems that they each use already talking to you implement, if not implementing, is what they're going to use to control you. Well, just go to your social credit again. Go to your phones. Go to your QR codes. You don't have the right documentation. They don't care that you starve. They're already willing to kill Ukrainians over this fraud because of money and profit. And that's only one, the biolabs. All kinds of corruptions going on there. And that's not the only spot. That's just the one that they're looking at a change going on, a transformation for that. And I'm thinking more. If you threaten Russia, it fights, then they both get to bring on the digital ideas, because now you're underneath war rationing, right? Remember the 40s, you thought the war to end all war in the world, and then World War II to stop the wars. You think that was over? No, they just changed the type of war. And now they got the technology to back it up. So if you think all this is impossible, let me get back to the stalking horse. I forgot to mention those stalking horses. When I say the women, the children, and the indigenous, that's a stalking horse reason. The stalking horses I've talked about for years and years and years. It's the cover that they use to, these people use to let you, have you look at, you think you're looking at this horse, and the horse is actually just making you feel that it's just an animal, when behind the animals, if you will, is a sniper. So they use the covers of these, you think, valuable things. Who wouldn't want to protect the children? Who wouldn't want to protect women? Who don't want to protect the indigenous? And you know how abhorrent indigenous people are treated. This is a cover. Doesn't mean that there's not those problems, but those sentiments are exploited in people to have them drop their guard. And so, looking at the digital big data systems I've talked about here, Christian also identifies it for you. He shows you how the EU is stating that that's what they're resorting to already, before this thing even gets going. Looking at the evidence, I don't know how you can think it's impossible, but if you think it's impossible, just understand the credit score you might have right now in the United States. They don't talk about it, social credit, but credit score, that is your social credit for the purpose of future liberty permissions. And from my understanding, if you don't have a proper credit score, you can't get a house. You can't get certain things in the system, typically dealing with money and or property and rentals and contracts that way that are subject to state law. You're already subject to limitation by your credit score. And so this caused me to also think most people have not been integrated with what the EBT system is for welfare, but understand that that's already a limited form digital ID and purchase system. What they call is welfare. And it's a food-only purchase system. So we're already experiencing what we are being told, the dystopia of social credit. It's already been happening. It's just only happened to certain parts of the society. Well, it's coming to the point when everyone's going to need to eat and be supplied, and they're going to use that in demand to call a national security problem, which requires you to get these cards and have limited purchasing power and limited purchasing ability. You'll be told what your card, right now you can't buy everything on an EBT card, you can only buy what they say you can buy. So we already have the social credit system working, only for a certain part of the population. Pretty soon, that's going to be expanded. If you want to eat, you want to get food from a company, you're going to have, well, the mark on the beast, we're told, isn't it? You'll be an indebted a slave to anyone providing your food. Christian shows you in the thing that they'll be making up these emergencies, these disease emergencies, and they'll take away your homegrown chicken. Now, you're not supposed to mess with the people's chicken, but they're doing it. They're actually that bold. They're messing with the people's chicken. They're doing it in a really smart way. They already did it to you once, and they got you to capitulate. They know you can't protect your chicken. So if you can't grow your chicken, where are you going to get your food? So the rationing card comes on quickly when they start to affect your food, and they're going to affect those even that are preppers and have land when they go after you there, and they say that what you're doing can cause a problem. So you're an indebted slave to the system of those that feed you. This is exactly the known, historic, known control, and we've set ourselves up incrementally for this to happen. I told you it was going to happen from the Modernization Act. That was the shot across the bow of the people in 2010 or 11. The United States government did it. Food security, remember, folks? Food security, I told you that's not security at all. Everything security the government now provides is really a prison. It's a confinement. It's an austerity. It's a limitation. It's a control. The security is to the system, not you. So that you think is not so bad. But wait until you figure out that that indebtedness, this digital system they're bringing on now, the transformation of it is to a technocrat, not just a bureaucrat. And everything now, the digital world comes to bear to make a decision, supposedly under AI, so that they neutralize now even, you can't even go to anyone. And this is the other thing about violence. Once they got the AI in the middle, you can't even know who made that decision. What's your violence going to be upon? You think your Second Amendment works here? I told you it's not going to. They figured this thing out pretty well, to my mind. And I don't talk to many people, but I haven't got another input to alter my perception on this. So if there is one, I'd appreciate maybe hearing it. I've been doing some pretty good thinking, I think, and I'm laying stuff together and applying my experience to what I'm seeing. And the picture is what you're seeing, if you just see it. Just have the eyes to see it. If you think that there's a people out there that are going to help you, this coronavirus, you saw how easy it was to get the majority of people to become a communicable disease Nazis. Funny that we were supposed to fight the Nazis and now they're ruling our lives, no matter where you look. Ukraine, masked Nazis, grammar Nazis, they're all over the place. That's real. Even though it sounds as frivolous as that sounds, it's real. The Nazis are what? National socialists. They're socialism. They're communism. They're a special kind of communism. They're all the things, the image, that's all propaganda too, the images of people being in herd mentality. And you saw how this communicable disease, people became those Nazis over the coronavirus bogus. So wait until the government made emergency is perceived to be food and you ask for one more Soylent Green cracker than your quota allows, and someone overhears it. Maybe even if you request it, they come to your house, and they re-educate you. So as for growing your food, you all think I'm safe. I can grow some chicken, some food, whatever. Wait until that technocrat shows up and confiscates or destroys your crops due to national emergency. Destroys, folks. And everyone thinks, well, isn't that stupid? You're going to feed people. No, they destroy it. Yes, destroy it. And a bureaucrat doesn't need more reason than national security, do they? You've watched it. You've heard the excuses. The virus. And then do your part, you terrorist. So we've already seen little bits and fits about this thing coming on, but I think we're seeing all the parts right there ready to be played. I think Christian, he's throwing thumbnails this down in this video. I'm taking a lot of time to explain it. I'm going through really summary on subject matters, interjecting some things I think pay attention to and think about. This is going to be an interesting thing we need to avoid. If it is coming on, you should be prepared in this regard anyway. I'm not saying doing anything special. Just look down the road farther. You're going to need thumbnails for you how the food scarcity agenda is foisted upon the people around the world. And he shows you a whole lot of other things that even I'm going to talk about here, or will talk. I got to move on. He says it, so I don't, except for to highlight some things. I just keep wanting to tell you, it's all in the notice. It's all in what they call the news, the notice for you to see. And again, those modernization acts, don't forget about those. Those were set up a long time ago. They affected, they were to bring on and allow this sort of scarcity in every sector of your life. Your food, your housing, your water, etc. All that. Under color of providing the vulnerable. Women, children, the indigenous, the old folks, and they kill them. So does that sound familiar? We just went through 2 years of this stuff. It's the same thing over and over. Now Christian will show you the news globally, in Europe, or in the United States, of how this works. But I've been telling you, and this is where he stops. He has a reasonable response to it, but it's not quite what I think needs to be said out there, and I think this is the part I want to add to what he says. And I think it's the Achilles heel, I believe, to this WEF, this World Economic Forum, Genghis Klaus Schwab Khan, horde imposition relative to animal disease. if you look, and he talks about how these diseases are determined to be a PCR test. And the Achilles heel is, we know, and you're going to need to write what I've been telling you to write as a notice back in defense of yourself, if you have animals, if you have any of this, that the PCR research tool, this Achilles heel, is its inability to provide and demonstrate a non-fraudulent exigency. That in stating that they have a disease that they admit, that it's officially admitted that they use the PCR, and I have some links for you to see all this. Again, it's not opinion. You come together with your knowledge, and then you start to apply it. Now, in doing so with this PCR, they're doing a stealthy attack under color of law on your food, your livelihood, your health, your welfare, all the basics. And when you can identify that, as I've been trying to show you, as the fraud of SARS-CoV-2, never being able to demonstrate that it was the principal infectious contagion, infectious agent and contagion. When they go after your food, they're committing sabotage. And so you start building what I've been saying about the SARS-CoV-2, the non-fraudulent agency demonstration, the failure to meet the police power, that being done as a fraud, that is a stealthy attack or sabotage on your life, your food, your system, your housing, all this stuff. You may want to go look at 18 U.S.C. Chapter 105. Read very carefully. You'll have to extract a couple of things there. And you'll see, if you look how to apply it, your property rights, which allowed you to grow your own food, this attack for these diseases that they use the PCR for, to identify and then blame you and your animals to be able to cull them, would be in violation of your grant to grow food under color of what is a fraud. And for those of you that understand what I've been talking about and resorting to it, even though maybe not a lot of people, but some, the government can be held accountable against that grant, and that evidence is in your land patent. That's where your pertinent rights are within the four corners as against the government itself. You do that because you are challenging that they haven't presented the non-fraudulent agency instead of using a fraud in order to usurp your life, attack you, sabotage your life. This is in mass. You attack the food source of the country and the people of the country and their property, and you've now committed an actionable sabotage. And I'm saying that only from the standpoint of being able to tell people the court of public opinion, because the people you'll be talking to in the government are the ones that are exploiting this. They also, by this stealthy attack, by presuming your belief that PCR could test for a disease, however novel, and doesn't admit to the man-made nature of a novel patented virus itself or disease, it also destroys the Republican form of representative government. Now, we do not live in a democracy that everyone seems to be representing. That doesn't exist. I've gone through all this. A lot of people know this, but where do you apply it? You apply it right here. We did it in 2013 in our lawsuit. And they go and they destroy your property rights. That's again, Charles Schwab. What is his name? Klaus Schwab. Genghis Khan. You won't have property and like it and be happy. That's what that's about. And this whole action under this fraud ultimately is to defeat the people from within without firing a shot. This is like I've been saying. Without firing a shot, though the last 2 years we've been taking quite a few jabs. But without firing a shot, just as Nikita Khrushchev promised would be happening. Now, we're not talking about Russia, the Soviet Union. We're talking about the government that it was working through. It is in the United States. It is in the WEF. It is in the UN. So if you think that Russia is Putin man bad, actually giving them a platform is actually going to foist this whole thing on us. You see the government actually supporting Nazis to defeat National Socialists to defeat Russia, whatever they're standing for. Well, if the National Socialists win, you're still under socialism. If the Soviet socialists win, then you're still under socialism. But they're going to do it by the new digital means. And again, Christian points out how he's got a word from the EU. They're already going there. Just as if As if it was planned, folks. So, Nikita Khrushchev said the socialism would take us without firing a shot. Now, they jabbed at us for 2 years. The shot was never taken, and they're going to get it. They're going to get their shot at us. And the behind the stalking horse of endless disease that was a fraud. They're telling us, and they're admitting now, Christian shows it to you, and I got a link I found. I don't know about his links. I had to go find some others. It might be the same. I don't know. That the PCR is being used. So everything I've been explaining, what to study relative to COVID-19, the COVID fraud applied to health official, will be applicable against this purported threat, as I keep looking forward to try and give us a place to, a word in our mouth, essentially, for you, each one of you, you're going to have to be able to say this. Otherwise, they will come and take your chickens. They might take them anyway, but at least you have a complaint to show people. You use that as your candidacy for your soapbox to make your statement. And pretty soon you get enough people that are doing this, and particularly in areas that it's possible. Then the word starts to go out. We're that far behind that we can't speak ahead. So what I've been saying is going to be relevant even now, even after they come after your food. And you're going to have to challenge what is purported as being a test, as a fraud against the official claiming your livestock, your chickens, your ducks, whatever, the turkeys, were the principle of contagion. Remember, the PCR test is meaningless, but that's what they want to put on the record. You have to get the counter. And remember, they use these as the stalking horses. These are very important concepts I've been telling you for over a decade. This is trying to show you what you're up against, and that when you see, it's like the spaghetti western false front, the stalking horse, when you can penetrate that, now you can get at the sniper behind, trying to get you. It snuck up on you. All these disasters they're naming are the stalking horse. There's a sniper behind there, and they're trying to take you out. And that sniper, how are you going to get that with the Second Amendment? That sniper with the Second Amendment. How do you take that sniper out? Is why violence is likely not the answer here, at least now. And violence becomes then back to that lone wolf, which is going to be ineffectual. Well, I don't know how much you're gambling to be the Tony Robbins in that action. To convince everybody that they need to start acting like that. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to put that much on that gamble. So, critically, if you think about this thing, your Second Amendment is useless against this sort of sniper, as I've been saying all the time, all along. Your way of life is not protected by the Second Amendment. That's the last step. And you can't let the future they want for you and your little ones to actually happen. So you don't have a way to get at them through the Second Amendment. They're still going to come after you. You can't not do it. They're still coming after your little ones. You shouldn't let them come after, but you can. You can let someone get away with their crimes as you witness it. You can act like the victim of abuse. You can just be an abused spouse, I suppose. Or you can stop the crime against you with whether they are foreign or domestic in its tracks. You be the witness to the crime instead of the victim and use the witness untampered with to bring the harms to an end. And I say that untampered with because that's in our petition. I said we're witnesses to these crimes and they're tampering with us and they're tampering with our evidence. I was able to grab a couple more crimes that they were doing. So it sounds futile because there's no one else doing it. And that's our problem. It's not futile. I'm making a record. Are you? This record I'm asking you to make is going to be consistent with how I've been saying for 2 years how to attack the coronavirus bogus. And they tell us now, and thank you to Christian for what he did on this video. He brought out the documents that I don't have time to go reach, and thank you to the emailer that sent this to me. To go find out, that's what they're putting their whole foundation on that PCR test. And I say, good. That's all they got. Great. Now, we need people to step up for themselves. And once you get the record that they can't do the thing, demonstrate the non-fraudulent agency, now you enjoin them for the fraud, and you start getting people to all do this, you just invade the system that's been derelict and maladministration, the very thing that's not going to protect you anyway. You do it. You invoke, you start the engine there. And you prove they're not going to help you. And you start making that record that you then have to do it for yourself. It's called self-help. And you can't wait, as I've been trying to tell you for 2 years, you can't wait much longer. You can't wait until the actual act, till then, and then figure out what to do. I've been asking you to get yourself tuned up before so that you're not staring at someone. It sounds frivolous here. Oh, they're going to take your, kill your chickens. I'm going to take 10 of your chickens. I'm taking 2 of your chickens. And they're doing it across the country, and that's the only food source you have and the only protein source. And they want you to eat bugs. And they want you to get on a digital ID in order to do that and stand in line for your bugs, because they're going to run out of those too. Well, at least until the Soylent Green factory kicks into gear because of all the people dying from the first attack. Don't ask for a second cracker and don't ask for salt on that. That's the life you're coming into. When they take your chickens and you don't have your way of life, and you didn't have the answer I've been telling you about, even as an obstruction to them, a challenge to them. You're owning land, your statuses, all your lots about being free people, they're done. It's all over. Because you never learned, at least up front, how to make an open witness, a yell against someone who's committing a crime. There's a psychological factor to that as well. And so, again, it's so important. When I read what he put together, when I saw the links, I said, especially with the PCR, said this has been so important, what I've been telling you. You really need to listen on what I'm saying in order to start to be ready to apply. Have your documents before you get there. Understand what it is to move quickly to enjoin something like that. The challenge, the silence is what's going to kill us, as I've been saying over and over and over. Our silence is killing us. It's going to kill us now. It's going to make life very, very difficult if not. So Christian, Ice Age Farmer, on his account, concisely details this threat and how they will allow all this upon us, how it's happening. You've seen all this. We've talked about the COVID fraud. It's not just, oh yeah, no, this is the method. This is the method to how they take people down. They're taking the whole world of people down. And so I'd ask you to listen to him. He's got, the way he throws it together was pretty, I appreciated the linkages, because it's, if you look, not just that it's going on, but the plan is there, how they do it, apply how they do it to other things that you've watched happen in the last 10 years. You'll see that it is it's a universal method, and that what I'm telling you will be able to answer that, whatever you might be facing, at least up front. In protecting yourself, because this is all the point about this. If you don't feel like you have anything to protect, I guess I'm speaking to the hurricane. So I've been offering, you got a government occupier. I don't know what more to say about that. These people, you watch it in Washington. These people are just corrupt beyond measure. They're wanting to attack you. It's going to get real, folks. I agree that that's going to get real. The marks, the evidence is that it's going to get real. But you're going to have to come out and hold this pirate ship that we've got. Now, the ship of state is run by pirates. You're going to have to come out of the hold that they have you locked in, locked down, and you're going to have to, it's not really a mutiny, because they have pirated the ship. And you're going to come out of the hold right now, and you're going to look around and find there's no life rafts. And you're going to realize that when you see what I'm saying, that no hand on deck that could be on deck is a saboteur themselves. That will allow these pirates to scuttle the ship with you on it. That's the transformation. That's the great reset. And my dismay is no one's responding to that. No one will come out of the hold they're locked down in order to do this. And it's as simple as starting to make records, not violence. Be offensive, but in the proper way. You offend the criminal. You offend the pirate who has stolen the ship of state, who's going to run it aground, who wants less people, and if you survive, you're going to be under their control anyway. So, anybody growing food, anybody, animals, you need to listen to what Christian's saying. He's showing you how they're going to take out, in particular, your eggs and your chickens and the food, and they talk about they want to make this Ukraine no grain thing. Listen very carefully. There's nothing, like maybe 1% of the grain or so has been affected in the war. What this is about the sanctions that are Biden's fault. And purposely, he knows the harms that are coming on. He's telling you. So don't wait too much longer. Prepare yourself. Cushion the blow. All right? I don't know what else to say about this. As to the poisoning of your land, listen, potentially, I just ran across some stuff. The remediation for those forever chemicals in the soil, it seems that nature may have a lot to offer. Now, it won't be immediate that it happens if this works. So consider to start now in looking at this. But you might want to consider a number of fungus, and you might want to seek out what Paul Stamets has to explain about mushrooms and funguses and mycobenefits in building a, or there's additional thing here. That's a start because there's more to this. I've been looking more into what soil is. How do you do it better? Because we're going to need to be able to control our production and gain the yield. Not like I've been doing it marginally. We're going to have to be able to build better. And looking at the microbio environment in your soil. That's what Paul Stamets kind of encourages by going through the fungus. But there's more to soil than just fungus. And they are a foundation of proper soil. But they're not the only thing. And these microbiota, not metabiota, but microbiota that Hunter Biden wants to do, but microbio environments are what can help this problem with the forever chemicals. I don't know for sure, but you might, for that, in getting more proper soil, more complete soil, and in beasties here that may help. You might want to run across, I think it's a Dr. Elaine Ingram on YouTube. I just ran across what she has been having to offer for quite a few decades that she explains proper soil biohealth and how to get it. And I realized by watching there's a lot more to this than just proper heat in your compost pile. There's a whole lot of other things going on that you should be cognizant of. And I'm not sure, again, she offers classes. I guess you could go there. I'm not offering this to promote the class. I don't know about that part, what it would take, how much it costs. I wouldn't be able to anyway, how long it would take. But even looking at the internet, there's quite a bit of information to begin with to detoxify your dirt. And she calls the stuff that the ground that you see that's not soil is dirt. And so you listen very carefully to what she's saying. She kind of points to things. There's a whole step process, multiple types of things that appear that if you did it that way, maybe for those of you that did do sludge, I'm trying to provide you an idea on remediation for this problem where they got you to salt your own land to not be productive and put toxic chemicals in your food. This technique will bring the beneficial soil beasties in and will work synergistically over some time, maybe even within a year, but likely a couple years as you get it right. To build the soil from the dirt that you've now created at the suggestion of the government. Again, not telling the experts telling you wrong. The experts had a plan and you didn't see it. And so we're finding, as you look through this stuff, if you hadn't really paid much attention, you look around in nature, you see how miraculous it is, but you start finding through Dr. Ingram's view, how miraculous these beasties in dirt can be. It's just not a fungus. It's just not a bacteria. It's all kinds of things. And so I'm offering that for you to go check out in case you are someone who has a problem with your soil. Maybe you can find out what your soil is deficient in, bring the soil's ability to come up and bring that stuff in naturally, and those things may take care of the toxins, because the way she's talking is it seems there's mechanisms that allow for it's either the destruction of a molecule or the binding up of a molecule so it doesn't get into your food, which is what they check when they destroy your value of your land by saying it's toxic because somebody has done a bio sludge, spread on your land. So also I realized now through her view of what happens, I can see now how no-till is about. However, like many co-opted ideas turned bad, the term no-till is a bit of a misnomer. Dr. Ingram will explain, you may have to till. It all depends. It's necessary. It may be necessary. It all depends on the problems in the soil that you have. So whether her techniques actually work completely, I can't yet say, but I can tell you when I saw this story, when Christian was saying how they got people to spray this biosludge on the soil and how it's salted the land so it's no longer viable and they can condemn your land for food production, even for you, then I was immediately thinking of this. Maybe we can go to her techniques. What else do you have to lose? In a way, start now. There's a number of videos. I can look at a soil a bit differently. I was digging into a new spot, and I noticed some critters, macro critters, come out. And I go, oh, wow, I can see that if those critters are existent, even by the few videos I've watched, if those are existent, then there's more supportive organisms in the soil from which they derive their life. It's a chain reaction of life. It's interesting because it's a chain reaction of death as one feeds off of the other. There's also synergistic life. When they're working together, these macro critters are in the soil. You can start to identify, this is how I identify, even though I don't have a microscope, how maybe your soil is working. If you don't see these things in your soil, then you have some work to do. And if you can't see the microscopic stuff, you are going to be a little blind. You're hit and miss on what you might do. So, again, this biosludge thing, serious potential problem, how they got you to salt your own land so you can't produce for yourself. It apparently was done in a lot of small places. There, again, you look at the way Christian put together production of what was going on. They come after your chickens, your eggs, all your food, and you've done it to yourself. Again, the setup for the takedown. And then they capitalize on it. And so, well, I've taken a lot more time on this than I was thinking, but this is so important. You better look you can't be surprised by a lot of these things. So we finally get to the end video where Christian advises to imagine a future. And I would have to say because we're in such a late moment, it's not about just imagining. You're going to have to do what he suggests at the very end, and that's to build the future. Build your soil. Know what it is now. Build your stocks now. Notwithstanding, running on the stores, but you're going to have to build up your self-reliance now. And to that point, I agree with Christian, but it's not just imagining the future. It's taking the knowledge that's out there and applying it. Like I've been telling, it's not about imagining and it's not about having knowledge. It's about what are you doing? Your imagination drove you somewhere to do, not just dream the entire time. These people are relying on the fact that you may just imagine. So this is one of the things I may hold back a bit. I don't think you may need to imagine the future. You better get in there and figure out what your future is going to be and understand the attack that's coming. Because you may not appreciate how easy it is for an official to come out with a national security excuse and take you out, but how easy it is you could, if you knew about what fraud it was they were doing, how you might still be able to do that against all odds. You may be the only one. But then you provide that example. So, listen to his summary. 25 minutes. Don't tarry. This is so important what's going on. When I saw Biden declare this is going to get real, I think we need to take that to heart. Every evidence here is pointing to a planned disaster. And we saw that they can hold this disaster. It's still going on with COVID fraud for 2 years and people accept it. Then it's incrementally, they want you to fall behind over that time as well. So look forward 2 years to see, can you survive that long at least? And they want you to fall behind, but that's unless you're behind a widget. And then you're going to be up front. You're going to be right up in their face. So thank you, Christian and Ice Age Farmer. that account. Thanks to the emailer again for the heads up. I appreciate it. And Biden's saying could be real. The thing is right here. But the realness is my question here. It will only be real to the extent he causes them, not because food shortages weren't avoidable. So understand that fraud. Understand how that's played up. So they may be real enough. These shortages will be real enough, not because they are real legitimate. Again, man-made disasters. These very people that are telling you about the realness of them are causing them. Even by omission, you don't have to act to do something. You can omit to act, as I've been talking to you. So prepare for Biden and his foreign and domestic enemy cohorts to hurt you, I think, is a good plan. I think it's a wise thing to do. I think it's something to prepare for now if you haven't. There's no reason for it, but they're going to make it so. As we move into now, a quick little thing. Links on Barron's. Don't subscribe. I just wanted to read what they were telling you. As we've been telling this thing is coming along, how they start to control us. If you control someone's money, so-called, they control you. You control their food, they control you. Well, this is the crossing of both things. The money, how you're going to spend it, what you're going to spend it on, and the availability of what you're going to spend it on. And 1 week after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates for the first time in 3 years by a quarter of a percentage point, officials say they're considering an even bigger move. So we were talking about inflation. We were talking about they want to say they can control it. We're talking about bringing you into austerity and taking away certain things. We also said that there was no way but up in interest rates. How they had them at zero was simply another fraud, just biding time while they're going to trigger it. And you notice it triggers all at the same time. This is the only note I could find that said it's going to go bigger. These jumps are going to now happen. Again, the dominoes are starting to fall that they were set up to be pushed over. And they had us, most of us, sitting on them. This is all, again, moving into the link I'll give you just quickly. Avian influenza virus detection and quantitation by real-time RT-PCR. You can see that that's, in fact, the fact of how they're going to bring about the fraud assertion that they're going to take your food while they're also taking away the purchase power of your money, which likely may be going into rationing and through digital ID, which you'll have to have in order to buy or sell that way if they allow you to sell. See, they will take away that. Fresh outbreaks of a highly contagious bird flu confirmed. This is in Europe. Again, H5N1. We now know that they do it by PCR. We know that's always been a fraud. This cannot happen. You can't have something in the wild and use the PCR, even if the PCR is a technique to amplify a thing. Because in the wild, we don't know what things it's doing together. And they're finding out again over and over and over, this PCR really is meaningless. It can't be applied. And almost anything can throw a positive. In fact, we found, and I've told you, read right there in their own documents, it was made to throw positives. So they'll promote that this highly pathogenic bird flu outbreak, but they use the PCR to test it. It's a fraud. It's no different than COVID fraud. I've been telling you how to fight that. No one will. Don't see that horizon is very dark. The response by people to that dark horizon is even darker. And I'm hoping beyond hope people get it together soon. As we also see, though it's being purported to be a disaster in Europe, recent bird flu infections in the U.S., wild birds and poultry pose a low risk to the public. For those of you that are going to do this, you need to get this link, and so you need to work through this thing a little bit to say, well, wait a minute, why is the EU making a big deal about it? Why is the United States not making a big deal about it? Yet, it's in the news that they're going to make a big deal about it. Because this starts to build up how the story, the narrative is built. And you start to show how the lie is being fostered and encouraged instead of the truth or the non-fraudulent thing. And we then extract from these even circumstantial problems these lacks of consistency, not just hypocrisy, but lack of consistency where consistency is required, not presumptive, actual consistency of fact is required before an authority hits, before they affect you. So anybody that doesn't do all that, it comes and affects you adversely, is irreparable harm. That's actionable. And this whole thing has been driven in this direction, as we now hear coming out of their words, and it does, it's all consistent with what we've been talking about. President Biden, there's going to be a new world order, and America has to lead it. But what they're leading with is fraud. And so take that to the bank. They're going to be leading the fraud. Well, you look in the world, and how do you go multipolar and lead it? Well, maybe we should, I don't know about putting too much time to this one, because I just don't see what the purpose is. Once you see they're attacking you at home, I would just stay there. But the new world order has a, America has to lead it. If they're getting rid, and it looks like they're getting rid of the Federal Reserve currency being the reserve currency, and they're balkanizing this whole thing economically, but not necessarily control-wise, because that's like a darkness as well. What would this new world order be that we have to be concerned with that it can lead? And this gets me back to that military thing. I mean, how are they going to lead all this when they're failing so badly? And so we have it on tap that there now is a time, he says, when things are shifting and things are going to be, there's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing so. Well, that's not going to be a unified world. The free world does not now include what? Venezuela, maybe even now China, Russia, all the other, what other states are now that they've cut out of being a free world? I don't remember. I don't keep up with all that list. So there, this statement says that there's going to be a broken world, and the United States is going to lead half of it. And this is a setup for future war. I don't understand how we don't get away from that idea. And this guy is leading it, and he has no moral authority to do it. He's got no lawful authority to do it. They have no actual lawful means to do it. And so it's just one crime after the next. And if you're not paying attention to it, you may be a victim of it. I don't know more what to say. And we can stop it, like relative to these impositions that they make plausible, presumptive authority. I've shown you how you take it out. We did that. I was able to do that with the basic communicable disease law relative to the Kobe fraud. All like I did with the petition and the lack of authority in the Federal Forest Service officials. In the omission to act in the local officials that were supposed to act with the duty, black and white. I don't go make this stuff up. And just black and white, copy and paste it here. Here's what it says you're supposed to do, and you didn't. Can we get that fixed? That's the start. Am I supposed to go to violence there when they don't and someone gets hurt? I don't know. By myself? I don't think so. That's not going to work much. That's what they want me to do to take me out. I may have to not fight the violent, fight the urge to do violence instead to fight a different way in a different time and for a longer time and into the future. Now, we move this thing, the new world. What new world are they talking about? That they're going to be in control of their sphere of the world. And we see this interesting little story that popped up weeks and weeks ago. I'm finally getting to it. DAO wants to inject Bitcoin into mouse DNA via a genetically modified virus. If you didn't understand what all this CRISPR stuff I've been talking about and all this novel thing is going on, and then the crypto blockchain thing, and part of why I don't appreciate it, again, I'm not against the technology for what it could do good. This was never meant to be done, used for good. And here's the little bit of it. Why would you make a DAO that wants to inject a mouse DNA? A new decentralized, autonomous, organized DAO called BitMouse DAO wants to genetically engineer a mouse to put a Bitcoin inside and see if its value soar along with cryptocurrency. That's speculation. But what if you're the mouse, folks? What if this jab was the crypto code that they put into you? Start thinking that these little notices here, what someone wants to do is possible, and that you're the rat. You're the one in the experiment. As we see also the new world, what's coming, what the United States wants to lead, Pandora's Box asks a question from Technocracy News. FDA unleashes gene-edited cattle in the U.S. Well, consider yourself the chattel, the cattle, the herd that is being gene edited in the technology to come as they promote mRNA for just about everything now. Completely unproven and likely not provable. And then they use fraud in order to keep it flying and keep people thinking that they're subject to this. But this is the future that Biden's saying is coming. And I say, you consider you're the cow, you're the cattle, you're the chattel, you're the property. You're now jabbed. It won't be just the jab. You just have a phone. hope you get this one. It's getting just about everybody. This is what they want to gene modify just about everything. They want to make you money. They want to look into do it to a mouse. They can do it to you. I think they've already done it, whether you've got the jab or you have a phone. It's just a matter of time to get you to still continue to use these things and not really have another say. Then we have where that line goes, that New World Order, where he says the free world, and now he's just kicked Putin out and Russia out of the free world, like every other socialist place that we thought was bad, while the CIA tries to destroy them all this time, and we wonder why they're thinking they don't want to deal with it. They don't like it. We call that bad. So while the United States is doing this kind of a checking out, looking as if a mouse can be a currency and speculating on its value, and this brings up a whole lot of other things and a lot of the studies for people that, you know, birth certificate and all that kind of nonsense. That's what they're bringing in the private sector. The cattle being gene edited to do certain things. If you think that the government here, the FDA, is unleashing this gene edited cattle because its hair was too long. Even though they say right in the story that this gene edited, the hair length can be a hybrid adjustment, they don't need to use gene editing. And remember CRISPR, which they have gene edited, CRISPR has unintended consequences involved. Just like you see the jabs, all the same stuff. This world, this free world, where the government's free to abuse you and bring you into livestock, the human that you are, then we see the other side here, and this is, again, stories from a week or two or three ago. Putin brutally attacked globalists. This is the end of your myth of the golden billion. Now, this is where Putin had stepped up and said, no, enough is enough. We figured you out. We're going to make an alternative. We've been making an alternative. We've set ourselves apart, and we're going to be not under the thumb of your global dominance. In fact, when we do this, you will no longer have that global dominance. So these stories are actually tying together, even though this one was second, the other one was first. This new world, you can read right into that one story. The free world means that we have a split world, at least bipolar. It's going to be multipolar, I believe. But notwithstanding that, because we have three major powers. And the other one, the fourth powers that are out there are too small and not organized, although we see a bit of it with BRICS, although Russia's involved, so we can see other transformations are possible. But Putin came right out and said, we're going to break your global dominance. Biden comes out and says, we're going to be the uniting the free world. Okay, well, Russia's not part of the free world anymore. And so we have the problem of the future, and yet they're both going to the very same thing just underneath their control. And don't underestimate the word unite, and I've talked to you on the free world, so-called, in the Vatican, and uniting everything in the unified kumbaya world. All this is speaking to that. As I continue to move on, and we're getting messages now, we're in the other side, the unfree world, apparently, that's free to do what it will, if you see that as well. And again, they're all going to be using, apparently, the same technology. I see no difference. I see, again, the Ukraine being the ability to advance quickly under the cover of itself, these other things, while everyone stays, they might actually see it, but they're not going to realize it's already happening to them and they're being subsumed. The people that they blame are being affected the same way as the people that they're being blamed and don't recognize it. That I come to this statement from Lavrov out of Russia. I appreciate the guy. There's just something about him that is the kind of statesman that I maybe should have been in every statesman for his interests, looking at Russia's interests. His quote here I take pretty much right up front. Fact, the current situation historic, this thing that's going on in Ukraine, The current situation is historic. It's the battle to remodel the world order. This is where they've placed this as well. Started in December 2021, Putin would never have demanded indivisibility of security just to be ignored by a bunch of imbeciles. The only language they understand is raw power. And this is where I was saying again, when Putin came out with the reasons and why, and they're using this language. No sanction would work, and everything that the West was doing on purpose would be blowback against their own people. And the Russians are moving to have this happen. So when you heard Biden say the free world, you're looking at least a bipolar world, and you're looking at blowback. It's all right here for us to see. And Biden doesn't mean anybody in the West well. And you're watching the whole thing blow back against the people. And it's not going to go good. And why I spent well over an hour, talking about Christian's little 25-minute position. There's so much to understand in what he summarily put together. These are evidences of actual things happening, not just some idea out there that are going to affect everybody in ways that we really can't stop. I don't know. Well, maybe someone has the idea how to stop it. I don't know how you stop the things that they're doing outside of your locale. And this brings me up to where Lavrov said that. This was posted on Twitter by Pepe Escobar. He's a Eurasian journalist who studies this sort of thing. I've been watching what he's having to say. He has an insights that may be showing, and this was done weeks and weeks ago before even we heard the Saudis come up, relative to exposing in this title here, Say Hello to Russia Gold and the Chinese Petro Yuan. This was done now before. He was saying this and analyzing this right before we got the news that the Russian gold was there to support Russia. He brought up a question of where Russia is. I talked about it last week. He brought up the Chinese Petro Yuan. It's, again, a piece of information that's been pulled together by a journalist that you need to read on what this bipolar world is about. The non-free world that Biden says, the other side, the free world, he's going to unite, which just makes another war world in a way, but using the same technology to do what? Control people in a much more technocratic way. And he also writes, Pepe Escobar, all that glitters is not necessarily Russian gold. And he speaks about the rules-based international order, or as it's been pushed, and Russia is resistant to our way or the highway. And so you can read about this insight and the players and bringing up the fact of this is where some more hypocrisy comes, where the West will support things like Saudi Arabia's bombing of Yemen, Israelis' attack of the Palestinians, the people who are on the land first, all these things. What India does to continue to buy Russian energy, because they need energy, people need energy. Pepe Escobar shows this, and he actually talks about sanctions, blowback is on the offense. He identifies this blowback problem that I was telling you would happen weeks and weeks and weeks ago about Ukraine happening, that is a financial problem that's going on. This isn't about that war. And this is the whole point. The new world is going to be a transformed place, but it looks like the underlying, technocrat is going to be there to keep track. Lies against Russia actually deny the great, quote, evil of globalism. And this is, I believe, by Paul Craig Roberts. The Western lying machine continues to talk about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but it is not an invasion of Ukraine. It is a limited military operation demilitarizing and denazifying of Ukraine. Russian forces have surrounded Kyiv, I guess they can call it, but otherwise operate only in the eastern and southern Ukraine, where the most of the Ukrainian armed forces and neo-Nazi units are responsible for the invasion of the Donbas republics. Ukrainian and neo-Nazi forces were surrounded and cut off. Several holding cities are evacuated. Russian and Donbas forces are evacuated by Russian Donbas forces. The Russians would rather negotiate the surrender of soldiers to avoid casualties. He goes on and says more of what the Russians said that they wanted to do. That's being resisted by people who are saying that they're defending Ukraine. But when you look at the players, they're all bought. We know that by what they do, right? What they're coming out and doing, what they don't do. And so Paul Craig Roberts lays out another insight that I think is important to see, to keep ourselves in some form of foundation so we can watch what's going on, so we can make that not the issue, this contention in Ukraine not the issue, but what it's going to be used to cover. As I do have a story here, mentioned the India buying 3 million barrels of oil, Russian oil, despite the sanctions. So people need, nations need what they need, and Russia counted on that, and that's coming to fruition. What's India? Eurasia. That's the pivot. So it's playing out, folks. This thing is working out just the way I've been saying it has been. I'm not an economics major of any kind. There's just certain things that have been done, certain plans, certain methodologies that are executed. You know them when you see them. You know them by their words. They telegraph everything they do. Why is this a question? And yet here we are. We're looking at thing. I just spent over an hour talking about prepare for planned rationing. Because all the evidence is it's going to happen, and that's not the only thing. They're coming after your ability to produce your own food. For those of you who thought you were preppers and ready, they're coming after to blame you, call you terrorists. They're coming after your money. They're coming after to restrict your access to the things that you need. And you saw last 2 years how healthy people were criminalized. So take note of that. That's what the problem is here. They're going to take your lawful right to grow food, they're going to criminalize it. And you, for the most part, as I look out, you have been unprepared about that, don't have a practice in defending against it, and are not yet prepared to face that. And that's what will be used in the fast move, the blitzkrieg, the warp speed action against people will be how that works. So in the meantime, this new world order where there is a free world now and an other than free world apparently, Eurasia, China, Russia, India, you don't think there's a whole lot of people there that create a supply and demand, folks? Pay attention, because remember, all that money that's not going from the Treasury is going back to the Treasury to make it worse for the United States of America and anybody who relies on the Federal Reserve, their petrodollar. They've got some problems, certainly in Eurasia, relative to the petro-yuan, but it's being worked out. And so it's a matter of time. As we see now digitally, Russia creates its own TLS certificate authority to bypass the sanctions. From Bleeping Computer, Russia has created its own trusted TLS certificate of authority, CA, to solve website access problems that have been piling up after sanctions prevent certificate renewals. Just to say, the government can make do what it wants. It's sovereign. It can set up things. Your digital world is not yours to control, I guess, is this whole thing that I keep going through here about who has insight to what your digital world's going to be about, your digital cryptocurrency, your digital ID, who has it, who has to affect it, what your social credit might be. It's all sitting here in these stories about how unstable it actually is. Then that's not even to count when your power goes down because you can't afford it. As the other end of this green religion pops up. But Hillary Clinton is disappointed crypto exchanges won't block Russia due to the philosophy of libertarianism or whatever. As if Hillary Clinton has a say. Well, she's in the news. She has a say. And she has a say over criticizing cryptocurrency exchanges. It's going to be the crux of cryptocurrency problems, these exchanges. Okay? So Hillary Clinton has criticized the cryptocurrency exchanges who have refused to ban all Russians, arguing against their principles of openness and commitment to decentralized finance. Arguing against their principle of openness. What about free? So is Biden talking about his free world as a lockdown world? Because Hillary Clinton is saying the Russians are moving into the principles of openness and she doesn't like it? If you look at all the inverted logic here, you realize someone like Hillary Clinton in a decision or her influence affects you digitally. This digital ID that's going possibly coming to a grocery store that you'll need near you to ration the chicken in a can that they're going to give you. Likely going to be GMO and likely going to be actually going to be Soylent with soy. I guess we'll go whole soy, not Soylent, but maybe Soylent. That'll be dry crackers. Biden to sign crypto orders as firms face sanction pressure. Your crypto, your digital world is under complete control. Now we see the new world, the free world that is being united by Biden is this world. President Biden is to sign an executive order this week that will outline the United States government's strategy for cryptocurrencies according to people familiar with the administration plans. The order will direct federal agencies to examine potential regulatory changes as well as the national security, there's their ace in the hole, and economic impact of digital assets, said the people. That's for the government's impact against it, not you. Understand that clearly from that statement there. Said people who asked not to be named, and nobody ever now anymore. That's the people they rely on. The White House's approach to crypto has attracted fresh attention to recent weeks after the United States and its allies levied sanctions on Russia, prompting concerns that organizations and individuals could use crypto to evade the restrictions. Again, like laundering and all that, just possible excuse for the government to control your life. Look here to say that they were able to cut Russia out. That's you. That's you when you need something and you have to go through a cryptocurrency, which is now on the table, has been, like I told you, everyone was denying it. I said the government's going there. Even this is before they even had a peep about it. Boy, did I get a lot of heat for that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it gets us here, the truth. The digital tyranny, beware of the government's push for digital currency. From John and Nisha Whitehead, the attorney I love to dislike because he has the insight, but he won't show us and give us examples of how we get the records done, how we do the challenges in law that he's trained to tell us, but he'd rather just tell us about how this happens. But he's seeing, beware of the government's push of digital currency. How long have I been telling you that? So even this attorney is now coming up with it, if we didn't see it before. This is the free world Biden claims to be uniting. This is not the free world like we knew, the Cold War type thing. And now we can clearly see the costumes are changing. Something terrible. The whole thing has slipped off the plate, it seems. So you can read, I want to give you this one because it's an awareness, and John does a good job telling us about it. I have no problem with the way he tells us about it. What I don't like is he doesn't help us, give us a direction to go. Like I would believe I do, that I think I do, that I have done. And better than me. I'm looking for a mentor. We're always looking for somebody else to help maybe rationalize the world a little bit, maybe find a better idea. Right? So this is the guy I think that could do it, but he doesn't. And I'm hoping that he does one day. But he sees it. He sees beware of the government's digital push for digital currency. No, beyond beware, folks, but I'll just give him credit for showing up. Then he goes on to say here, the future is here. Dystopian movies fit a dystopian world. And I thought that I appreciate this because he goes through a list of all the movies I probably never have seen. A few I have. The Matrix makes it. The Matrix is not a movie. That's what we're talking about partly here. And then They Live, folks, those aliens right in your face. You can't even see them until you got the glasses. I'm telling you, get those glasses. This is what I do. I think Christian does it. He's been doing it now the last few videos I think I've seen that sent to me. I think he's been doing a good job. He's telling you it's more than just opinion. This is more than just a wild idea, wild, hairy, guess. They are steps that are following a particular plan that are being executed right now. When you look at what he says and you watch, just watch how he presents it, and you watch how the get you to do something that causes the ability for them to take advantage of you and exploit you in a worse way, you'll start to understand what I've been talking about. I guess why I appreciate it so much. Just listen to what he's saying, how the other side is playing the pieces, and you are forced to move unless you are stepping back and really, truly thinking about what you need to do or what you don't need to do and then doing it or not. And most people say, I don't have anything to do. I'm telling you that is the wrong answer. The thing you don't do is you don't just aren't led by the no. You take the ring out so they can't lead you, and you got to really step back and really think about, play the game of chess, because these people are really many steps ahead. The future is here, dystopian movies, the notice to us, if you will. How many times have we laughed about, we know the movie to go to. John does a good job, lists a whole bunch. May not be the definitive list, but it's a list nonetheless. And we are given those knowledges in these movies that are turning out to be, someone took those movies as a plan. They put them together to make a plan, and they're executing them on you right now. And it's not something we can turn away. As we see, as I said, centralizing Ukraine is going to be a way for them to bring on this new digital world. Ukraine crisis accelerating rise of central bank digital currencies. the thing that was denied by the governments that no one in Bitcoin would believe. I was saying, no, they're going to get you into the blockchain, the chain. Put the chain in big letters, C-H-A-I-N, chain. That's what it is, a chain. And they would be moving you from that into what they're going to do and outlaw or regulate yours. I've told you, that's a mechanism. They've learned they have an outlaw. If you make offer a deal, a good deal, and you, like Russia just did, here's the deal. We'll give you this type of agreement if you stop doing what you're doing and come into the fold. That's what regulation does. And that's very good. That's a very good strategy. In this case, it's deadly. Ukraine crisis accelerating rises central bank digital currencies. No, it's not. It's just the excuse. A joint project between Central Bank of Canada and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology will be researching the possibility of an entirely digital Canadian dollar. It was announced yesterday. The digital dollar would be a state-issued cryptocurrency or central bank digital currency, CBDC. For details, you can see the link. It's not just Canada, Kanukistan. Yeah, say that easier. Countries from all around the world appear to be accelerating the research and implementation of CBDCs as we enter into the second quarter of 2022. This was always the plan. How is this digital currency, this thing in Ukraine, affecting a digital currency concern in Kazakhstan? It shows you that there is no connection. It's the plan. It's coming out, and they're getting us into the digital ID system. There's just no way around that at this point until you just say no. And that's going to take a lot of us, because if there's enough that they can just say, forget you, we're willing to kill hundreds of thousands, we're willing to kill off all the Yemenis, you're nobody, then you're going to be one of those people. You're not going to be in that free world. The free world is the one the government controls. You're free in that world. Remember, freedom is the range of motion, just go to physics, it's the range of motion within a frame of constraint. Liberty actually is your rules for leaving and then required to come back from the ship. Ukraine implements total surveillance digital ID system. All personal documents, banking, and passports go digital. Do I need to read? I've been talking to you about it. Do I need to read more? They went and they did it, folks. They moved this right in while they're in a war. Figure this one out. That was most important to do while they're in a war for their very survival. Unless it's not. And so I would consider that. But here they went. I told you this was going to be a cover. They're bringing in this united, segregated, bipolar system that all uses digital ID type stuff. Personal documents, banking, and passports go digital. We talked about all this blockchain. Your property is going to be involved. Everything is going to be into this thing. As we move into one of the major giants in the world, literally the world, there's another company that does this as well. It slips my mind. I think it starts with a V. But BlackRock's Fink says Ukraine invasion accelerates the ESG and digital currency shift. All right. So I've made even comments to this on past broadcasts with the headers. This is where the $10 trillion asset manager, and there's another one. I can't remember what the name is. Maybe it's in the article. I can't remember. This is the people that work in the securitized section, and their assets are really debts that are owed the way the shareholders work. That he says, this is where he says the globalization we have experienced is over the last 3 years is at an end. It's because they don't need it anymore. They've now moved. They've got it done. They're moving on. Globalization has happened. We say, well, how are they doing that? They're breaking it all apart. Well, they aren't, because they're all going underneath. What's the underpinnings of the infrastructure they've been building? This infrastructure is this digital system that we blame Ukraine for Canada, Kanukistan, going to a digital currency. That should be a facial notice to you of the fraud that's going on and what these people really want to do. BlackRock and the other company within a few years may be very well those corporations we saw in the movies that were running the show. I don't know yet. Crypto, especially if they take all the people and property and take away their production because the bird flu. Off. Cryptocurrency platform blocks 25,000 Russian accounts. All these links I will have here, basically here, Coinbase says it's shared addresses of blocked Russian accounts with the United States government. This is the war, economic war that's behind the scenes to cause the divide that of the free world versus supposedly the other than free world that Biden now says is he's uniting half of, where we see the Eurasian pivot to Eurasia going on their own and making their own system. This does not bode well, but what I'm showing you is that your digital world is completely controllable, completely at the mercy of whoever somebody puts a pressure on to expose in you. Again, think about Russia is like thinking about you, where if you think yourself a decision, you have a choice. That's a sovereignty. A choice that brings you into a decision that you get to make is taken from you if you get into a digital platform. And it's none of that. None of the hardware, the software, and the decisions around the rules of implementation are any of your decision. So go ahead. Embrace your digital, your phone. Hug it real hard. Turn it on vibrate. Give it some warmth. I don't know, folks, as we watch the platforms that deal in this turn whatever they do whatever they need to do to survive. They're in it for themselves, and you're vulnerable. Russia's vulnerable. You can be vulnerable. If it's not today, it's going to be when you have no other choice. As we see Jack Dorsey from the Twitter, I think he stepped down as the running that, the Twitter tannic. I wonder why he abandoned ship. Jack Dorsey's Cash App integrates Bitcoin and Lightning Network. So you see the movers, the shakers of social media, social credit, social this, social that. The censorship mind is there to start integrating these systems. And Jack Dorsey's one of the people who's on the forefront, whether we hear him or not. Again, in this new future that they want, this integrated mobile payment system where it's nothing's private to Jack at that point, is it? He gets to look at everything you do. But anyway, the integration of Bitcoin's second layer protocol for faster and cheaper transaction was made possible by Lightning Development Kit, an open source project developed by another company owned by Block Spiral. I won't read any more, but to say that there's people working to integrate Bitcoin into the existing system of the world, that is the digital system, and people like Jack Dorsey, I don't know how they got here, but they're here. They're here working on that. They're the ones guiding you. If you think you don't like Twitter, this guy is leading into getting Bitcoin to be part of a normal system, a payment system that's normalized. Founder of crypto trading platform BitConnect indicted for $2 billion of global Ponzi scheme as the federal jury indicts someone under government laws, so that you see these people can be controlled by criminal laws, as they also may or may not have innocence given to him as presumption. He's not guilty yet, but the government thinks he is. They can make it so. They got the system. That you're dealing with people that are developing Ponzi schemes. When I read the story, I'm having to wonder maybe that it isn't how it is not, because it looks like that's what they did. They get new people to pay for the existing people. That's not what's supposed to happen, right? So, our digital life is susceptible to these people who get in places. You know, they exploit all these things. We find out countries now, El Salvador buys the dip, acquires 410 more Bitcoin. This is way back. The entire country of El Salvador is riding the cryptocurrency wave as they get involved, as they get into this, and yet they get turned right around. And after they did that, the IMF suggests that El Salvador should drop Bitcoin as a legal tender, telling us a whole lot about what the control is going to go. And even if you're a country, in the free world, you can be told by the International Monetary Fund how to run your sovereign policy. So even so-called governments are subject to all this underneath this current fiat system that we live under. And folks, make your alternatives. I hope I did something, said something today that helps you identify what you need to do here. I think the writing's on the wall now for sure. And I hope that you can do something for yourself and those around you. I'll be with you next week. Tech Diffs. Or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, he just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.